Preparing for Death, Chapter 1, summarizes the content of the book and calls to mind that we humans are not only mortal, but are also completely uncertain as to how, when, and where God will call us out of this world. Question 1. Briefly summarize for me, what must I learn from God's Word? You should learn to live like a Christian and die blessed. Yea, unto this help me, my God, that I may learn here so to live that I may also there live eternally. Amen. Question 2. What, then, is a Christian life? A Christian life is that a person rightly learns to know God the Lord and himself. First, God the Lord, that he is one God in his essence and threefold in persons, namely, God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and that of these three persons, the middle one, the Son, was sent into this world, took human nature to himself, and became our Savior. Next, each person must rightly learn to know himself, namely, that we are poor, great sinners in God's sight, and must be eternally lost if we are not converted, believe in Christ, become new men, and from the heart serve God and our neighbor unto our end. O one eternal almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, threefold in persons and one in essence, I pray thee, teach me rightly to know thee, and myself grow daily in such knowledge that I may employ this my brief, wretched life in praising thee, serving my neighbor, and not being eternally lost myself, but live a truly repentant Christian life in thy sight. Amen. Question 3. What does it mean to die blessed? To die blessed means to conclude life in the true faith, to commend one's soul to the Lord Jesus Christ, and with heartfelt longings for eternal salvation, gently and joyfully fall asleep and depart hence. Lord Jesus Christ, thou alone knowest my last hour. I pray thee, grant unto me also a blessed end, and receive then my soul into thine hands. Amen. Question 4. Must all people die? Yes, for Scripture says thus, It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Listen, my soul, and take this to heart. It is appointed unto all people once to die, so it will certainly come also to you. For so says the wise man Sirach, Yesterday was my turn, and today is yours. Yes, dear soul, mark well what Scripture says, once to die, not twice. If it were appointed unto men to die twice, then it would be possible for a person to die better the second time, if he had not died well the first time. But no, to die badly once brings eternal destruction. Lord my God, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. My God, teach me to number my days, that I may apply my heart unto wisdom, and learn the true salutary art of dying. Amen. Question 5. If only God the Lord had revealed the hour of our death, so that we could resign ourselves to it and be prepared for it at the right time. Yes, my soul, not only is the hour hidden from you, but more besides. Elderly people say, Not only the hour and time of our death is hidden from us humans, but we also do not know in which place, under what circumstances, nor through what kind of sickness death will take us away. These are surely weighty considerations, which you would do well to think about each day. O holy and wise God, surely thy thoughts are not our thoughts, and our ways are not thy ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are thy ways higher than our ways, and thy thoughts than our thoughts. Grant that I, with heartfelt confidence, may daily walk before thee, pray for a blessed hour of death, and have the firm trust that thou wilt permit nothing to come upon me other than what is beneficial, good, and blessed for me. Amen. Question 6. How should I, in my simplicity, rightly meditate upon these four considerations? Thus, first, dear soul, you do not know in what hour, on which day, or in which year of your life God will take you away, and whether it will happen by night or by day, in the evening or in the morning. It would have been a very easy thing for God the Lord to reveal this to us, but in His special wisdom and great goodness, He did not choose to do this. For behold, my soul, we miserable humans are so corrupted by sin and love the things of the world so much that if we knew the hour of our death, then we would not think much about God, would neither fear nor love Him, nor pray to Him, nor repent until the last hour that was determined for us to die. If a person would repent only then, most people would still have to learn what true repentance is, and would keep on living evil lives. For that reason, it is not detrimental to us humans, but salutary and good, that we do not know the hour of our departure. O my God, verily every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Surely man that is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. My God, who according to thy wise counsel hast hidden from me the hour of my death, help me that I may live no day without true repentance. My Lord, who hast remained silent concerning the hour of my departure, grant that I may so employ my entire life that I may be found day and night, yes, in all hours and moments, in true Christian readiness. Amen. Secondly, you do not know at which place your end may be given to you, whether you will die at home or away, on your bed or in the field. Yes, my soul, the hour hand of our life certainly never stands still, and no man knows when it will stop, for death is at our heel and pursues to take us wherever he finds us. He waits for you in all places. If you are now a wise servant, then be prepared for him at all times with repentant heart. O my God, help me to know that in all places I am a wretched mortal man and am nowhere safe from death. Since he follows me and everywhere lies in wait for me, help me to be a wise servant and wait for him in all places with a repentant heart. Amen. Thirdly, my soul, you do not know in what circumstances the Lord your God will find you, whether he will find you asleep or awake, happy or sad, in worldly or spiritual affairs, drunk or sober, angry or peaceful. O dear soul, take diligent care of yourself, and do not permit yourself to be found for a single moment in any circumstances in which you would not gladly wish to die. Thus Sirach says, remember that death will not be long in coming, and that the covenant of the grave is now showed unto thee. Yes, dear soul, as the Lord will find you, thus will he also judge you. Preserve me, my Lord Jesus, from carnal security, that I do not live thoughtlessly from day to day, as the ungodly who have no hope. Grant unto me that I may so live day and night, may so be found in all my doings, that I may be ready in every moment, and may have a blessed departure. Amen. Fourthly, you also do not know, dear soul, through what sickness your God will permit you to die, whether through cancer or heart attack, through disease or accident, whether you will die in flood or fire, by murder or wild animal, or the like. Yes, my soul, many indeed say, when I get sick, then I will repent and prepare myself. But no one knows whether God will thus permit him to get sick. Do we not have daily examples of this? In your memory, how many red lips have turned pale in death through a stroke, heart attack, etc., without experiencing a period of sickness? My God, how unwise we miserable, careless humans are! How seldom we take these daily examples to heart! A bird is a creature devoid of reason. Nevertheless, when it sees that one next to it has been hit or shot down, it hurriedly flies away from there. Yes, when it sees that a man is stretching the bow and is taking aim at it, the bird does not wait, but goes to another place where it is safe. Oh, dear soul, that is what we humans should also do. Surely we see examples daily that death does not take a holiday, but shoots down one heart after another so that they fall. Oh, arise, my soul, and flee from sin to righteousness, from hell to heaven, from the base evil world to the Lord Jesus Christ. There you can confidently say, shoot now, death, whenever you wish. For if you now shoot my mortal heart and this temporal life, nevertheless, by true faith, I still have the Lord of eternal life by and in me, who gives me more than you can take away. Therefore, dear soul, postpone not repentance while you are still able to sin. Let nothing hinder thee to pay thy vow in due time, and defer not until death to be justified. Lord Jesus, my Savior, preserve me from painful sickness and dreadful death. Overtake me not in my sins, and let me not die without repentance, but grant unto me a quiet, gentle end, without great anguish and pain, so that being in possession of my senses, I can with full deliberation have a good end, confess thy name in my last hour, and may commend my soul into thy hands attentively and from the heart. Amen.